Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio, Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer, and The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in that relates to the subject of the show or to the person being interviewed. So sit back and enjoy The Eclectic Hour. Now, today's show is called Motherhood. Joining me in studio is marriage and family therapist Kathleen Patton. This show will feature 9 to 10 songs with discussion in between. Welcome to our Reading studio, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, you've had a little experience at KKRN because you were up at our Round Mountain studio, and you covered the subject of love. Do you remember what we titled that show?
Yes, it was Love from Eros to Agape.
Right on. Okay, and this time it's going to be Motherhood. Now, we'll begin with From Your Mama's Heart. This is a song written and performed by Erin Friedman. She's a local singer-songwriter from the duo that's known as Still Married. And the duo consists of her husband, Craig Friedman, and, of course, herself. And then we're going to discuss what we've just heard. Mama's Heart by Erin Friedman. And Kathleen Patton is here in the studio with me, where you're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and the subject is motherhood. Well, Kathleen, you just heard that for the first time.
I did, and I knew that it would make me cry, because your songs always do. But it's from a beautiful place, which showcases all of our good intentions, our hopes and dreams for mothering. And we want to provide our child with all the love and support possible so that they can have a happy and joyful life. And that song really covers all of that. Since we are talking about a broad subject, though, there are messy and challenging sides to motherhood as well. And I wanted just to talk a little about that, and then we'll go on to the next song. So the thing is that there is so much pressure put on mothers. In our culture, mothers can be both idealized and blamed for every family problem. And as we know, babies do not come with operating manuals. Most of what we know of parenting came from our family of origin. And most likely our parents did their very best given the circumstances of their own lives. But we may not have had the early experiences that we want our children to have. So it's really, really important for us to understand our own unresolved issues of the past so that we can avoid responding in hurtful, frightening, and confusing ways to our children when we are flooded. And I want to right now recommend an incredible book that focuses on this very thing, and it's very easy to read and very succinct. It's called Parenting from the Inside Out by Daniel Siegel, MD, and Mary Hartzell, Master of Ed. It's very insightful. It gives you guidelines on how a deeper self-understanding can help you raise children who thrive.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was a sweet song from your mama's heart. Now we're going to go on to three more songs in a row, and the first is called Just Have a Baby, and that's by Oakland singer-songwriter Emily Yates, and you can get her her view by listening to what she's saying there. And then Mary Had a Baby, performed by Scott Joss, and we're going to follow that up with Happy Adoption Day by John McCutcheon. And as people who know me know, John McCutcheon is one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time. I almost always use him for every show that I do, very few exceptions to that, because he covers almost every subject that you can imagine and does it so well. Now, the songs that I've mentioned all point to several aspects of motherhood. The first aspect is, like Just Have a Baby, it's a primal urge, very much a primal urge. Secondly, it's not always wise. You're not really prepared for it. And third, adoption doesn't selfishly add to the additional stress that is already on the planet. So those are the aspects as we listen to these next songs, and we'll discuss it after you've heard them.
Like many modern women, I have a lot of options. Now that I am living on my own, I've got a lot of facets, and I've even got some assets, but I'm turning my attention to the home. You see, I got an education, a professional reputation, and you know I'd never throw that in the trash. But sometime after graduation, I realized that procreation could make me feel more valuable than. Cause I just listen to the voice inside my head when it's sad. Just have a baby. It's just a cute and godly way for me to make the life I'm leading feel a little bit more meaningful. With every single scream out of its needy little mouth, just have a baby. And no one can call me crazy. My direction might be hazy now, but just you wait until I have a baby. So like many moms, glad for not aborting, while my alcoholic girlfriends live alone. They didn't listen to the voice inside their head when it said, just have a baby. It's just a cute and godly way for me to make the life I'm leading feel a little bit more meaningful. With every single scream out of its needy little mouth, just have a baby. And no one can call me lazy, my direction might be hazy now, but just you wait until I have a baby. Said your direction might be hazy now, but just you wait until you have a baby.
Just Have a Baby by Emily Yates, and now Mary Had a Baby by Scott Joss.
Mary got a baby and she's only 15. You can't see Buddy for dust. Strangled in a small town, stuck out like a sore thumb. Nowhere to run, nowhere to run. Shame for the family. Mary got a secret and the whole little dirty town knows. Mary thought it was love, but he thought he was lost. But it was Mary's balloon that got busted. Mary's old man just stares at the TV, doesn't look at Mary at all. Mary just shivers like a lamb in the rain. He starts to pace, he slaps her face. Mary's mom is shattered. Little baby sister just screaming on the kitchen floor. Mary runs away in the middle of the night. She can't stay home and be crucified. Everybody, here's a four-letter word and a three-letter word for you. Well, Mary has a baby in a faraway town. Nobody makes any fuss. No flowers, no tears, not a friendly face appears. Nobody cares, nobody cares. Mary gives the baby up and stares out a window at nothing for a couple of days. Doesn't see the baby, doesn't have the heart. She doesn't go home and make a brand new start. She says, hey, everybody, here's a four-letter word and a three-letter word for you. Thank you.
That's Mary Had a Baby by local songwriter and singer Scott Joss. We that know him really love him. He's a really special human being. And now we're going to go on to Happy Adoption Day by John McCutcheon.
Possibly known all these roads we have traveled, the places we've been would have finally taken us home. And it's here's to you and three cheers to you. Let's shout it hip, 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 hooray. For out of a world so tattered and torn, you came to our house on that wonderful morn, and all of a sudden this family was born. Oh, happy adoption day. There are those who think families happen by chance, a mystery their whole life through, but we had a voice and we had a choice. We were working and waiting for you. And it's here's to you and three cheers to you. Let's shout it hip, 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 hooray. For out of a world so tattered and torn, you came to our house on that wonderful morn, and all of a sudden this family was born. Oh, happy adoption day.
Happy Adoption Day by John McCutcheon. And we're going to go over these songs. There's quite a bit to cover on this. Just Have a Baby, Mary Had a Baby, and Happy Adoption Day. What say you, Kathleen?
Well, with the young woman who is singing Just Have a Baby, I have to admit I have some worries about her. She uses the word cozy, cute, and cuddly. And that can happen, but it is not guaranteed all the time. And she may do okay, especially if she has supportive family and friends, and I really wish her well. It's not clear if she has a partner, but the danger is she may be looking for her needs to be met by this child, when optimally, if she focuses on meeting the needs of the child will more likely thrive. It can also be harmful to place a lot of expectations on a child when he or she may not be able to fulfill what is expected of them because of all kinds of things. And if we give the message that they must perform for love, this is not conducive to building good self-esteem. So those are some of my thoughts about that. The story of Mary is one of the saddest stories I have heard. She is let down by her parents, her community. She's shamed. She's slapped by her father. Her mother's life is shattered. She feels like she's being crucified. So she leaves to have the baby in another town. She gives the baby up, and then she doesn't feel free to come home and have a fresh start. So what I hope is that somehow she will find a way to get in touch with her true self and find some healing and value. And I just wish her well. It that made me very sad to hear that.
Yeah, and you can imagine in years to come, as she wonders what happened to that baby that she gave up for adoption, you know, a lot of conflicted feelings and perhaps an attempt to find the adoptive family and the child. So it's going to go down through time.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm going to hope for her that she can heal this. Now, Happy Adoption Day was absolutely beautiful and perhaps a silver lining to Mary's story. Perhaps Mary's tragedy helped others to create a family, and what a wonderful and happy story. And the people who adopt are literally healing the planet. So those are my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I concur. It all makes a lot of sense to me. They're all important songs in their own way. Now, I want to let you know that you're listening to The Eclectic Hour on listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of any size to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our KKRN.org website. And we want to thank you and all that have already joined with us. You make all of it possible, and we thank you so much. Now, our next song is by Merle Haggard, and it's called Mama Tried, and a lot of folks know the song. And I chose this song because Mama can try to do everything right, be a good influence, and yet be heartbroken by her kids. The song just after that will be Letter to Mom by Iris DeMent. And this song illustrates how Mom's poor choices can create great heartbreak for her children. So we'll start out with Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Mama Tried by our local favorite Merle Haggard. And we're going on now to Letter to Mom by Iris DeMent. Letter to Mom by Iris DeMent, and before that, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. And we have Kathleen Patton in the studio, and you're listening to The Eclectic Hour. And we're discussing the songs that we're listening to, all about motherhood. Kathleen, what do you have to say about what you, those two songs you just heard?
Well, the song Mama Tried, she really did try. And I'm gathering clues from this story. So the family, including Mama, is described as meek and mild, and he is a rebel child who has wanderlust. So there's a temperament difference right there. Father has died, and there are possibly no other loving males in the family to give him guidance. And mother's working hard to fill his shoes, so she's probably a single working mother and not there to supervise him. So all of these things just were not optimal. He does not blame anyone. He's admitting that it's his fault. We just don't know all the missing pieces here, and we don't know his soul's journey. But, you know, sometimes people find a whole new way when they are in prison. And
that was sure true of Merle Haggard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
he found a great outlet in his case.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, not everyone can do that, of course, but he did manage to do that. Yeah. So, yes. And then after that, we had Letter to Mom, and that's a difficult one for sure.
Absolutely. And here's what I know about this subject matter. She says people are telling her that she's digging up the past, but the past is alive in her on an ongoing basis, and she has felt ashamed. And the first part of healing is speaking your truth. And so I think that it's very important. Secrets are burdensome and damaging. And my other thoughts are it's possible that Mother herself may have been abused, and maybe around the time her daughter was, and there's a phenomenon where if that occurs and the mother hasn't worked on it, she can be in denial and not pick up the cues that are around her. So that's just a thought that I've had about that.
Okay, and thank you. Now we're going on to Working Girl, and that is also by our friend Scott Joss. And we'll follow that up with Pocket Change by Berkeley and Hart. And Calman Hart wrote the song Pocket Change, and it's about his own mother. He related, I just saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he related to us that his mother had been a waitress for 50 years and a single working mom. And so this story has real poignancy. This song is for real. And then we'll discuss about that after we listen to these songs.
She gets up before the average working man. He's got to feed the family, get the children off to school. And on her way to work in the early morning rush, she hurries to the corner where she barely makes the bus. She don't give up easy, her dreams are still intact, even though she knows that her man ain't coming back. He's still gone and she's out there all alone. She works her fingers to the bone to make the kids a home. She's a working girl, she's a joy to the world, the children's salvation and a credit to the nation. She works right there beside the man and stays with him all the way. I'd like to see them try to justify the difference in the pay. Like to see them try to
justify the difference in the pay. I'd like to see them try to justify the difference in the pay.
Working Girl, performed by Scott Joss, and we're going to follow that up with Pocket Change by Berkeley and Hart. They're based in San Diego, and Berkeley and Hart have been performing together for the last 20 years. They're just celebrating their 20th year of performing together. So, Pocket Change, true story.
My father wasn't ready for the joys of fatherhood. After 3 more children, he disappeared for good. It was the 1960s in the land of Brigham Young. I was 5 years old, and she was 21. She was a waitress at the Wild Horse Cafe. The smells of food and coffee traveled home with her each day. The pockets of her dress were always tearing at the seams, heavy with the silver of 10% gratuity. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet, nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. When I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much she overcame with pocket change. I remember a friend came by one day with $20 in his fist. Took it from his dad, who was an ophthalmologist. He said he'd never miss it, it was only pocket change. And if I could get some money too, we could ride out on the range. Her uniform was hanging up behind the bathroom door. She was still asleep from having worked the night before. I grabbed as many handfuls as my young pockets would hold and spent it with my buddy at the drugstore down the road. And those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet. Nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it seems beautiful and strange how much I have to show from pocket change. She was at the kitchen table when I came back that afternoon, staring at her coffee as she stirred it with her spoon. The coins I'd left behind were stacked in rows next to her hand. When I saw that she was crying, I came to understand that those pockets full of coins came from hours on her feet. Nickels, dimes, and quarters that she used to make ends meet. And when I think back on it now, it's so beautiful and strange how much of who I am was in my mother's pocket change.
That's Berkeley and Hart, and Calman Hart wrote that song about his mother, Pocket Change. And prior to that, we had Working Girl, performed by Scott Joss, And it's a kind of a tough song there to deal with that pocket change song. So we're going to try. Yeah, Kathleen, what do you have to say about the first and then the second song?
Well, before I comment specifically, a lot of these songs deal with single mothers, so there's some things I wanted to share about that. They are among the true heroes of our country, and they often make sacrifices to provide the best for their child. It's optimal if there are family members and friends who can offer support, and I truly believe it does take a village to raise a child. Now, there's a wonderful book written by Betty Friedson, and it is called Soul Mother's Wisdom, Seven Insights for the Single Mother. And so I'm going to read what she says. As a single mother, it is possible to appreciate the woman you are and enjoy the life you are living. When you can affirm your accomplishments and resilience and open your mind and heart to opportunities for growing stronger and learning lessons about living and loving, you can make the best choices for yourself and your children. You are enough, and you are always growing into wisdom. So, with the first song, Working Girl, I love that he called her a joy to the world and her children's salvation. I just see this as the nobility of humanity. It's humans at their very best doing all that it takes to provide for her children. I love that. Pocket change. I have some tears with that song. It's very poignant. So here we go again, a disappearing father, a dedicated, loving, hard-working mother. The young boy did not have the ability to understand all that she did when he took the pocket change. But the beautiful thing is, as an adult, he's writing this song and truly appreciating what he owes to his mother in pocket change. He's sorrowful now, and he's very grateful for what she did. So I say she did a great job.
Yes, I would say so. And, a happy Mother's Day to mothers that have dealt with all of that and come through it and come out the other side, and the children that appreciate them. It's so important. Now we're going to go on here to Home is Where the Heart Is. And this is Peter, Paul, and Mary. And it's a musical illustration of how parenting and family roles are changing in this modern world, as you'll see when you listen to Home is Where the Heart Is.
There's this nice man, his name is Mark, he's always smiling. He's got this mom who comes on Wednesdays in the evening with soup so steaming. He shares his house with his friend Martin, they're not brothers, they're not cousins. My little girl wonders all about these men. I take hold of her hand and I begin. Home is where the heart is, no matter how the heart lives. Inside your heart, where love is, that's where you've got to make yourself at home. Across the yard live Deb and Trisha with their tools and ladders and their room addition. My kid yells over, are you having a baby? They wink and smile, they say someday, maybe. Their doors go kids and mommies. Funny how you don't see the daddy's going. My little girl wonders about this house with no men. I take hold of her hand and I begin. Home is where the heart is, no matter how the heart lives. Where you've got to make yourself at home. Round the corner, here comes Martin. He's alone now, he tries smiling. He roams around his well-stocked kitchen. He knows that fate will soon be coming. My little girl wonders how he will live. I take hold of her hand and I begin. Home is where the heart is, no matter how the heart lives. Inside your heart, where love is, that's where you've got to make yourself at home. Martin sits and waits with his windows open. His house is empty, his heart is broken. We bring him toys and watercolors. He loves to hear my little baby stories. She's the gift I share. She's his companion. She's a string on a kite. She guides him into the wind. My little girl wonders who will care for him. We take hold of his hand and we begin. Home is where the heart is, no matter how the heart lives. That's where you've got to make yourself at home.
Well, that's a touching song for sure as well, and the different aspects of parenting, I guess you'd say, and moms and dads and all of that. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on what you just heard there?
I love this song. This is just such a beautiful example of generous parenting. The mother is giving her daughter the great gift of emotional generosity, inclusiveness, tolerance, and acceptance, and not condemning people because they are different. What a loving role model she is, and this heals the world.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about with Home is Where the Heart Is. And we have a little bit more time, and so we're going to go on to Lady Madonna by those Beatles.
Oh,
Lady Madonna by those Beatles. And, of course, Kathleen, what do you have to say about that one?
I think it speaks for itself. This song totally captures the frantic pace of mothering, the pressures, the demands, and the requirements. There's a lot of multitasking. How in the world does she do it?
See how they run. Yeah, the kids and the mom. All righty. And now we're going to go on to All You Need Is Love. And we'll probably end with that. Now, Kathleen, that is a situation where it's more than love that's needed, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It is very much needed, but it is not enough, especially in this modern world.
All right, we're gonna go with All You Need Is Love. Been listening to The Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer, and in the studio has been marriage and family therapist Kathleen Patton. And I want to thank you, Kathleen. And now we want you to let you know that we appreciate your support of our station, and you can go to our secure website, kkrn.org, or you can mail your support to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And we thank you. Tune in next week for the Eclectic Hour at the same time. And again, thanks for your ears and your support.